USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Family and friends of George Floyd honored him in Minneapolis, 2 miles from where the 46-year-old father died in police custody. Floyd's death has reignited a nationwide movement against the police killings of black Americans. 3 of the 4 ex-officers charged in Floyd's death made their first court appearances.
We got all four! We got all four! Hey, we got all four! We got all four!
And in Georgia, a judge ruled that the case against 3 men charged in murdering Ahmaud Arbery can go forward. Largely peaceful marches continue in dozens of cities. Los Angeles has lifted its curfew, and at the White House, new fencing has been installed to bolster security. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that people in New York City protesting the death of George Floyd should assume they've been exposed to the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Drew Brees has apologized after receiving backlash for comments he made not backing potential NFL player protests during the national anthem. The New Orleans quarterback said in an Instagram post that his comments were, quote, insensitive and completely missed the mark. Brees drew ire online after he responded to a question about whether the NFL should support players kneeling during the anthem as a form of protest against police brutality. His initial comment said, I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced the removal of a statue of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee from Richmond's famous Monument Avenue. The statue will be removed as quickly as possible, Northam said. The statue, which sits on state property, will move to storage while Northam's administration works with the community to determine its future. The Legislative Black Caucus said in a statement, removing the monument is a step in the right direction in the continued fight to address institutional racism. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad. Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
SpaceX remains busy with another rocket launch, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
This time it was an unmanned SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that lifted off, propelling 60 Starlink communications satellites into orbit. The successful launch boosting the number of Starlink satellites to 480, by far the greatest number of any communications network. Starlink is aiming to provide next-generation broadband internet service to the globe, outpacing what's been offered by players like Iridium, and SpaceX saying in 2019 it was aiming to launch at least 1,600 satellites during its first phase. I'm Chris Barnes.
The company that administers the SAT college entrance exam is now scrapping plans to provide a home version of the test this year, saying it cannot guarantee all students would have access to the needed technology. The College Board announced that it's pausing plans for the remote exam, but still hopes to make it possible in the future. Officials in April said they were creating a home exam in case schools remained closed into the fall. Instead, the College Board said that it's now working to expand the availability of the SAT at in-person test centers this fall, and it's asking colleges to be more flexible with testing requirements. In-person SAT testing is scheduled to resume in August after spring exams were canceled, but many testing centers will have fewer seats amid social distancing measures, and some dates may be unexpectedly canceled. The company said it will add a January 2021 test date if there is a demand. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.